Blog Talk Radio.
Doing today good. I hope everybody had a great weekend. We are just sitting here enjoying a Monday, getting ready for some Dallas Cowboys football. That's right, the Cowboys and the Redskins. Yes, I said the word Redskins are on the air. They're on TV tonight, so looking forward to that big game. Hope everybody had a great weekend. I know my weekend was good, so big shout out to everybody going on out there. Nathan Hendrickson, attorney at law, Muskogee, Oklahoma, thank you for being a proud supporter of the Greg Squirrel Show. We also want to say thank you to Fayetteville Nutrition, Moxie Nutrition, Live Right Nutrition, Nutrition Spot, Nutrition Hog, and Native Nutrition, being proud supporters of the Greg Squirrel. If you're wanting to lose weight, get healthy, give me a call at 888-361-8725, and I can hook you up into a healthier, better lifestyle. You've heard me say it before, I've lost 30 pounds, lost 8 inches in my waist, down to a 38 jean. If I can do it, so can you. That's Herbalife. Also want to say thank you to Max Sunglasses, proud supporter of the Greg Squirrel Show. If you're wanting a great set of sunglasses, it's all about the high definition lenses with Max Sunglasses. I could hook you up with a pair. I got a whole box sitting right here, $20 a piece. That includes shipping and handling. Also want to say thank you to Ian Du Bois, Ultimate 80s Party Band. If you've got an event coming up and you want a great band to come play at your event, call Ian Du Bois, Ultimate Party Band. You can leave me a message on my Facebook page, Gregory Squirrel, and I will put you in touch with Ian Du Bois. All right. Razorbacks won this weekend. They defeated University of Arkansas or University of Alabama Birmingham. But what the best play of the whole game, 350-pound lineman throws a touchdown pass. I'm sure you've probably seen it by now all over Facebook, and if you're a fan of ESPN, I know you've seen it on there. But I don't have a soundbite. So I'm trying to find it. Let's see here. I'm trying to find a copy of it so I can at least describe what happened to you. Let's go over here to this page. Computer is running slow today. Don't forget, we got our birthdays coming up at the bottom of the hour, so if you want your birthday on the air. You can call in 323-642-1128. 323-642-1128. And we will get your birthday. We will pimp your birthday. Let's see here. Trying to find it so I can bring it to you. I mean, it was just an amazing play. I kind of give you the gist behind the scenes of what happened. Arkansas was lining up to go for a field goal. Next thing you know, everybody shifts out to the right. They're, you know, lining up for receivers. Okay? Well, then the next thing you know, you got this big old 350-pound lineman shifting to the back to the quarterback position. He takes the snap. And, yeah, he actually does a really nice job on it. Personally, he takes the snap. All right, are we back on the air? We seem to be losing our microphones today. I have no idea what's going on. Kind of went through this last week, and it kind of drove me nuts. So we're going to do better to keep an eye on it. And hopefully we don't keep losing our microphones the rest of the day. So anyway, you know, we were talking about the Arkansas game. And like I say, it's the convincing win was definitely overshadowed by Sebastian Tritola. That's the 350-pound lineman who ended up throwing the touchdown pass. Tritola, it was just amazing. Tritola put up the pass. He kept the Allen De Apollonio. I hope I pronounced that right. And then he throws the Heisman pose. Now, it wasn't caught on camera or anything, but chunks up the Heisman pose. So there you go. It was a good win for Arkansas. Arkansas definitely needed the win after the last couple of weeks. You know, they lost by one run to Alabama, or one point, one run. Losers by one run to Alabama. They put up a game showing against Georgia. Kind of stuttered in the first half, but then they came back in the second half and they actually gave a good showing. I mean, I guarantee you if they could have gotten things back together sooner, they may have ended up beating Georgia. I'll just say that right now. That's just honestly how I feel. All right. Arkansas is getting ready to play Mississippi State, who just completely obliterated. Well, I won't say they obliterated, but they beat Kentucky 45-31. We'll go over that here in a second when we go down the scoreboard for the weekend. Once again, the phone lines are open, 323-642-1128. If you want to call into the Greg Skrull Show, there's something sports-related you want to talk about, we'll be glad to do it. Don't forget, we got birthdays and anniversaries coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're going to do that around 3:30-ish. So start getting your calls in. We also got the Facebook page, Greg Skrull Show. I also have my personal Facebook page, Gregory Skrull. If you want to leave a message on any of those pages, all you got to do is drop over, leave a message. I'll be glad to recognize you. Also, we got Hell in the Cell, WWE's big pay-per-view last night. We'll be going over those results. So right now we're coming up on the quarter mark. It's about 3:11. So we're going to step away for a few minutes. Don't forget, when we come back on the other side of the music, we're going to have our NFL scores, and we're going to have our top 25 and SEC football scores. All that coming to you right here on the Greg Skrull Show, right here on Blog Talk Radio.
You would be here with me. You want me. Come find me. Make up your mind.
If you want to call in, you can also come in and visit the chat room. And if you're joining us on our link, the chat room's up and running. You can come in there and leave your comments and questions. You also leave questions on my Facebook page, Gregory Skrull. Or you can leave comments and questions on the Greg Skrull Show Facebook page. All right. We promised you some college and NFL scores. So, let me pull up the top 25 scores. All right, here we go. Here's the full schedule of top 25 scores. They look like this. Thursday night, you saw East Carolina defeated Connecticut 31-21. Friday night football action, you saw the Oregon Ducks, number 6. Defeat the California Bears. Going into Saturday, your football scores looked like this. Number 11, Kansas State defeated Texas 23-0. Number 16, Nebraska defeated Rutgers 42-24. Number 25, UCLA defeated Colorado 40-37. Number 22, West Virginia defeated Oklahoma State 34-10. Number 8, Michigan State defeated Michigan 35-11. You saw number 1, Mississippi State handle Kentucky 45-31. Here's your laying up big numbers for the day. Number 10, TCU Horned Frogs 82. Football, boys and girls, 82. On Texas Tech, 82-27 was the final. Number 23, Marshall, 35, Florida Atlantic, 16. Arizona, 59, Washington State, 37. Number 21, Clemson 16, Syracuse 6. Here's your top 10 upset of the day, or your top 25 upset of the day. LSU, 24th ranked LSU Tigers 10, Ole Miss Rebels 7. Number 5, Auburn 42, South Carolina 35. Is it just me, or do you think it's time for the old ball coach to maybe step back and let somebody else take over? Spurrier's a great coach at South Carolina, but they're starting to struggle some. All right. Number 4, Alabama 34, Tennessee 20. Number 13, Ohio State 31, Penn State Nittany Lions 24. 5 matchup. Number 19, Utah defeated the Trojans of USC 24-21. Can you imagine their mascot? I am Trojan Man. Yes, enter your jokes. Thank you. Number 14, Arizona State 24, Washington 10. That's your top 25. Let me go over here, hit this little button. Where am I? Oh, there it is. Let me hit this little button over here and we'll get you some SEC football scores. SEC scores look like this. Once again, as we mentioned, Arkansas 45, University of Alabama Birmingham, the Blazers 17. Number 1, Mississippi State 45, Kentucky 31. Missouri 24, Vanderbilt 14. LSU 24, Mississippi 7. Number 5, Auburn 42, South Carolina 35. And number 4th ranked, Alabama 34 against the Tennessee Volunteers 20. There's your SEC football scores. Once again, phone lines are open, 323-642-1128. If there's something you want to talk about, call in. We will be glad to get you on the air. We are an equal opportunist. That's right. Let's go down our call list. Let you know who's listening to the show today. WFC Fights down in Louisiana. They're listening. Jonna Lewis, Amy Meisner, Tanya Higginbotham, Carrie Burton, Mitzi Brooks, Carolyn Gord, Diana Haggerty, Kimberly, Brian Center, Rachel Denning, Brandon Lashley, Penny George, and Jay 100. There you go. Thank you guys for listening in on the Greg Skrull Show on a Monday. Once again, hope everybody had a good weekend. 323-642-1128. Looking forward, trying to get a Thai Pilgrim with the big Muay Thai tournament coming up in Muskogee, Oklahoma, 7th, 8th, and 9th, I believe are the dates. That's taking place over in Muskogee, Oklahoma. Then you got Eric Stevens. Talked to Eric just a couple of days ago. We've got a big event in Springfield, Missouri, November 15th. And we're going to be getting some of the fighters on the air. Let them talk about that big event. Some good fights going to be taking place on that card. If you have a fighter, an event, if you're a promoter out there, or if you're a fighter, and you have a big fight coming up, you'd like for us to get mentioned, we'll be glad to put you on the air, let you guys talk about it. Extreme Fighting, Inc., they've pretty much shut down for the remainder of 2014, but their first big event for 2015 is going to be January 25th, I believe, is the date. Hopefully we're going to get Clint Davis, the voice of Extreme Fighting, Inc., hopefully be able to get him on the air, talk about that big event. Aaron Cobb, the promoter down there, Fort Smith, Arkansas. Hello, Big Aaron. Tody Darlene Burrow, promoters down there. Great people. So get down there and check those out if you're in Fort Smith. Get down there and check it out. It's all good. All right. Once again, don't forget, we're still taking your birthdays. So if you want to leave your birthday on my Facebook page, Gregory Skrull, or the Greg Skrull Show Facebook page, be glad to get it on there. All right, we're coming up on the bottom of the hour. We're going to run through the NFL real fast. Don't forget, tonight you have Dallas and Washington. Yes, the Redskins. You heard me say it. I did not stutter. All right, here we go. Here's your NFL football scores for the week. Thursday night, you saw Denver defeat San Diego 35-21. Going to Sunday, you saw Kansas City 34, St. Louis 7. New England 51, Chicago 23, Detroit 22, Atlanta 21. That game was an early morning game as they were actually over in London, which would have made it early morning here to watch that one. I think like 9 o'clock. Cincinnati 27, Baltimore 24, Houston 30, Tennessee 16, Buffalo 43, the Jets 23. Minnesota 19, Tampa Bay 13 in overtime. Seattle 13, North Carolina Panthers 9. Miami 27, Jacksonville 13. Arizona 24, Philly 20. Cleveland 23, Oakland 13. Pittsburgh 51, Indianapolis 34. And then in the Sunday night matchup, you saw New Orleans 44, Green Bay 23. Don't forget tonight, once again, Dallas and Washington. That's taking place at Jerry World, Monday night style. All right, let's take a look at the our standings real fast. The AFC. Looks like this. In the East, you got New England at 6-2 leading that one. You got in the North, AFC North, Cincinnati 4-2. In the South, you got Indianapolis 5-3. And then out there in the Little West, you got Denver 6-1. Flipping over to the NFC, who would have thought? Dallas 6-1 leading the NFC East. You got Detroit at 6-2, leading the NFC North. You got a tie in the South, Carolina and New Orleans at 3-4. Go figure that one. Then out in the West, you got Arizona Cardinals at 6-1. All right. So that's your NFL football scores and a look at the standings. 323-642-1128. Call on in if you want to talk about something. We will be glad to talk about it. Phone's over here going crazy. People texting me while I'm on the air. Stop it. Oh, wait a minute. I can't yell at her. It's her birthday. Oopsie. I'm sorry. All right. We'll go ahead and mention this right now. Tragedy. Hate to say it has struck the St. Louis Cardinal baseball organization. It's kind of hard to talk about. I really don't know. I just really don't know. I'll just put it out there. As I mentioned, Oscar Tavares, great little outfielder for the St. Louis Cardinals, was killed Sunday in a car accident in the Dominican Republic. Coach Mike Matheny was asked last night to give some words regarding the death of Oscar, and he just simply couldn't. He went on to say that to say this is a horrible loss of life ended too soon would be an understatement. And it is. I mean, it's real sad. He had Oscar Tavares and his girlfriend. It's just really sad. So our thoughts and prayers do go out to the Cardinals organization. Go out to the family of Oscar Tavares and Adelia Arvelo, Tavares' girlfriend, who was also killed in the car accident. So, some of the players from St. Louis made a Twitter post. Last 30 minutes, I've been sick to my stomach. Thinking about Oscar's big smile whenever he got a big play or got a big hit. That was from Pat Nishik. Colton Wong says, rest in peace, you will be missed, buddy. So we're going to take a moment of silence right now to remember Oscar and his girlfriend, Avia. And we'll be back on the other side with birthdays. Moment of silence for Oscar Tavares. Happy birthday to her. my good friend Joe D'Amato. Happy birthday, Big Joe. Gabriel Dark. Big birthday to him. Darcy Johnson. Had a big birthday to her. Matt McFarland, the Missouri kid. Happy birthday to him. Let's see, Joe Roberts. We got all kinds of people having birthdays. And Brendan Metcalf. All right, I gotta do something. I gotta go over here and turn off the Beatles. Hold on a minute. Let me turn off the Beatles. All right. I have a new girlfriend. Her name is Penny. Penny. So, I don't have a room full of background singers with me, but I just need everybody to join in with me in singing, "Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, my Penny. Happy birthday to you." All right, there you go. Happy birthday to all the big birthdays going on out there. All right. Once again, hey, we're going to take a care. I got a survey that just came in to me. The survey is, what fierce animal are you most like? So we got to answer 10 questions, and then it'll give us our answer. So here we go. Question number one. People close to you would say you never settle for less, love to lead, are open-minded. I'm going to have to go with number one, never settle for less, because, you know, I just don't settle, you know. Question number two. If you could choose, you'd temporarily live in a palace, skyscraper, or cottage. Ooh, temporarily live. I'm going to go with palace. You'd describe yourself as combative, sophisticated, confident. I'm going to go sophisticated. You would rather be famous, win a trophy, fall in love with someone you never met. Be famous. What's better, breaking the rules, learning, or leading? I'm going to go with learning. Choose a profession. Governor, shrewd business person, or activist? I'm going to go with shrewd business person. Question 7 of 10. You're more aggressive, strong-willed, or rebellious? I'm going to go strong-willed. All right. Question number 8. We are close to getting our answer. So question number 8 is, you're best at big warm hugs, firm handshakes, passionate kisses. Well, that's kind of a tie. Because you're causing me to buzz with you, Bubba. Big warm hugs, firm handshakes, passionate kisses. Well, I'm going to have to go passionate kisses. Most of the time, question number 9. Most of the time, you're determined, calm, energetic. I'm going to go determined. Lastly, last question. What's more important to you? Progress in society, your families and friends, your personal goal? I'm going to go with my family and friends. I'm a snow leopard. Woohoo! All right. Here it is. It says, you are a snow leopard. You're madly strong and tenacious. You have the most robust capability of truly getting what you want. Hold on. I'm sharing this. Okay. Once again, it says I'm a snow leopard. You're madly strong and tenacious. You have the most robust capability of truly getting what you want regardless of the circumstances. You can climb intimidating heights effortlessly and smoothly. People know you to be a go-getter and that nothing can stop you from achieving your dreams. Well, all righty then. So I'm a snow leopard. Woohoo! Thinking more of a shark myself, but hey. You can't really snuggle and cuddle with a shark, though. People were commenting like, yeah, okay. I posted it on Facebook and people are commenting now. So. Oh, right. That's pretty funny. 323-642-1128. The phone lines are open if you want to call in and talk to the snow leopard. That's me. Meow. All right. Hey, let's talk MMA. Had some MMA action go on over the weekend. Oh, don't forget, we got World Series also. They're taking the night off. Going back, I believe they're going back to Kansas City. All right. Dale Earnhardt Jr. won the NASCAR race over the weekend. A little late than ever since he's out of the deal. Anderson Silva has signed a 15-fight deal with USC. I'm like, okay. UFC 179 medical suspensions. Take a look at that. As you know, UFC was in Rio de Janeiro for UFC 179 medical suspension. Featherweight champion Jose Aldo can't compete for 60 days or have any contact for 45 days following his title defense. Chad Mendez received the same suspension as Aldo. He can't fight for 60 or any contact for 45. Phil Davis must be cleared by an orthopedic surgeon for injury to his right hand or be sidelined for 180 days. Glover Teixeira suspended 45 days, no contact for 30 following his loss to Phil Davis. Fabio Maldonado can't fight for 30 days, can't have any contact for 3 weeks. Hans Stringer, suspended from fighting for 45 days, no contact for 30. Darren Elkins is out of competition for 45 days, can't have any contact for 30, following his split decision win over Lucas Martins. Lucas Martin received the same suspension, no fighting for 45, no contact for 30. Daniil Dariush and Diego Ferreira, both suspended 45 days, no contact for 30. Neil Magny can't fight for 30 days and can't have any contact for 3 weeks after his record fifth win under a calendar year. William Macario was suspended for 45 days, no contact for 30. Jan Cabral received a 2-week medical suspension, can't have any contact for 1 week. Nayuki Kitani was suspended for 30 days, no contact for 21. Scott Jurgensen must be cleared by an orthopedic surgeon having his rib x-rayed or face up to a 6-month suspension. Wilson Reyes was suspended for 2 weeks, no contact for 7. Felipe Arantes received a 30-day suspension, no contact for 3 weeks. Andre Feely can't fight for 30 days, no contact for 21. Gilbert Burns suspended for 2 weeks, no contact for 7 days. Christos Giagos suspended for 30, no contact for 3 weeks. Fabricio Cameos, 30-day suspension, no contact for 21. Tony Martin can't fight for 2 weeks or no contact for 7 days. Jose Aldo defeated Mendez in Rio. Jose Aldo defended his 145-pound title for the 7th consecutive time in the event's future attraction. So here you go. He is an animal. 323-642-1128. Get your call-ins in. We're going to be back on the other side of the break. Got the final 15 minutes of today's show. We'll talk about more WWE. Or talk about more MMA. And we'll talk about Bellator. They had their big show Friday night. And we'll also talk about WWE. There you go. So we're going to step away. We'll see you on the other side of the break. Right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. Right here on Blog Talk Radio.
You would be here with me. You want me? Come find me. Make up your mind.
Final 15 minutes right here on the Greg Squirrel Show line. Once again, phone lines are open, 323-642-1128. If you want to call in, we will be glad to get you on the air. Don't forget, NFL Monday Night Football, Cowboys and Redskins at Cherry World in Dallas. Yes, little Amy Mann, or not Amy, Amy Lee, and the folks from... What was the name of her band? Evanescence. Stop thinking a minute. All right. Trying to find Bellator results. I had them right here. Bellator had their big show Friday night. Bobby Lashley stepped out of the wrestling ring into the cage, came out a winner. So there you go. That's about the big highlight of the card. All right. Where's Granny Hulkster? I need Granny Hulkster to call in right now. We got about 10 minutes left on the show. 323-642-1128. We're going to hop over here and go over the results of Hell in the Cell last night. WWE's big pay-per-view. That's right, a no familiar face showed up. All right. Here are your Hell in the Cell results. We'll go back. We'll just do them in order. Mark Henry defeated Bo Dallas. Intercontinental Champion Dolph Ziggler defeated Cesaro in a best 2 out of 3 fall match. In a grudge match, loser must become the winner's personal assistant for 30 days. You saw Nikki Bella defeat Brie Bella. Kind of getting tired of that storyline. WWE Tag Team Champions Gold Dust and Stardust defeated the Usos. Man, if there isn't somebody who is owning his new gimmick, it is definitely Cody Rhodes. Cody and Dustin, they are Stardust and Goldust. They are owning those characters. So there you go. Goldust, Stardust defeated the Usos to remain WWE Tag Champs. John Cena defeated Randy Orton in one Hell in the Cell match. The winner gets a world title shot against Brock Lesnar. I saw some comments on Facebook, and I'm kind of the same way. Are we getting tired of John Cena? I mean, really? Time for something new. And it's not John Cena. United States Championship. Sheamus defeated The Miz. Rusev defeated The Big Show. Where the hell are they going with this? I mean, I know in a legitimate fight, Rusev would win. But where are they going with that story? I mean, who are they going to bring in? They kind of teased at The Rock, but then he disappeared again. So I love The Rock. I mean, that guy, he is one of the few wrestlers that actually write his own stuff. I mean, when it comes time, they give him a lot of little fuzzy ball. Okay. Well, we'll find it here. When it comes to The Rock, they give him some pointer notes, like, okay, you need to talk about this, need to talk about this, need to talk about this. And then he comes up with the crap all on his own for his interviews. It's funny. Pay attention to The Rock's interviews. I mean, his are all classics. So I'm kind of seeing Rusev and The Rock. I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but they've had Rusev put down WWE's two big men. So what do they do now? Don't ask me. Divas champion AJ Lee defeated Paige to retain the Divas title. Hey, guys, dig crazy chicks. I guess CM Punk does. He married her, so there you go. And in the main event, Seth Rollins defeated Dean Ambrose in the Hell of a Cell match. And in a crazy quirk, no, I didn't say twerk, quirk, Bray Wyatt showed up. Got his nose in there, helping Rollins get the victory over Dean Ambrose. So that means it's going to be interesting to watch and see what happens on WWE tonight. I'm going to be watching the Cowboys. So there. All right. So I'm just kind of running down things, seeing if there's anything else we need to hit on. I really don't see anything. Hold on a minute. I lost my page. Let me go back over here. Hope I didn't. All right. Back to the studio. All right. Like I say, don't really see anything as I'm going down the page. So we are going to take it to the house. We got about 7 minutes left, but we're kind of run out of stuff to talk about. So we will see you Wednesday right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. Going to have to try to get Ty Pilgrim on the show. Let him talk about the big Muay Thai tournament. Going to be taking place here in a couple of weeks. Second weekend of November in Muskogee, Oklahoma. So we are going to head it to the house. Hope everybody have a great Monday night.